I think we should focus on the cozy relationship that was really exposed between Big Pharma and the federal government. We saw a vaccine rush to market with mandates while pandemic players in our federal government financially benefited from these relationships with drug manufacturers. I think the bigger problem is the revolving door that's concerning. That's between federal agencies like the CDC and CMS and the drug industry.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. We got some big news today. You know, Pfizer has officially dropped to their lowest stock prices in 10 years. Pfizer recently reported its first quarterly loss since 2019, and we're talking a massive loss. Shares for Pfizer were down 40% for the year. And so, needless to say, they're getting desperate. They appear to be scrambling to acquire other big pharma companies to keep the company afloat, but we may also be seeing Pfizer teaming up with the Democrats to try to keep bumbling Biden afloat in 2024. Today, I'm joined by Andy Mangione, the Senior Vice President of the Association of Mature American Citizens Advocacy Arm, AMAC Action. Andy is a former Pfizer employee himself, and he's here to give us insights on what to expect from Pfizer and the Democrats in 2024. So, Andy, welcome. It's great to have you here.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me, Dr. Steve.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And, you know, and first and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to you guys. You all may know that AMAC is a sponsor of our channel, coming to our rescue during this time that we've been demonetized. So on behalf of all of us here, Andy, thank you very, very much. Huge shout out to you guys. Very appreciated. So you used to work for Pfizer. We were talking about this before the interview here. I mean, if you can, just give us a bit of the inside scoop of maybe even the politics of Pfizer. I mean, do you see them, and I'm talking general politics, do you see them possibly teaming up with the Democrats, or at least the powers that be, as a way to try to take away the momentum from Trump?
Well, if it's one thing I learned, and keep in mind that my capacity at Pfizer, and it's been many, many years since I carried a bag in a sales position for Pfizer, but my experience with Pfizer and other drug companies is such that they're very apolitical, in that they will work with whoever isn't currently in charge. And right now, that's the Democrats in the White House.
Right, right. So it doesn't matter who's in charge in the end. It's almost like the donor class. Just whoever's in there, we want a seat at the table, and we'll do whatever we need to keep that seat nice and warm.
That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah, yeah. They seem to be pulling out, you know, all the stops. I'm just thinking the marketing, the astonishing budget they had for marketing, funding big celebrity endorsements, sponsoring really mainstream news media. It seemed every time a commercial appeared on CNN or MSNBC or the big network news shows, they're all sponsored by Pfizer. I mean, you know, in light of these market hits, obviously Big Pharma is huge. They're gigantic. But in light of these market hits, they've been suffering. I mean, where do you think Pfizer and other big pharma companies are headed? Are they going to get out of this decline?
Oh, absolutely. I think that the pipeline is the key to any drug company's success. And I just wonder, again, this is me spitballing here, Dr. Steve, if they're trying to recapture some of that pandemic money, that vaccine money that's out there. I know I was in Washington, D.C. last week, and I saw buses with the, you know, public transportation buses with their sides covered with, did you get your vaccine, your COVID vaccine, COVID-19 vaccine for this season? It's 2024. We're 4 years removed from the pandemic, and they're still pushing the vaccine. I just wonder if they're creating awareness to particularly drive people toward that vaccine that they created along with other companies. That revenue was flowing in. It was mostly federal dollars, or I should say it was mostly driven by federal mandates. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if that's the reason why their stock price is down. It's not 2020 or 2021. It's 2024. And a lot of people have natural immunity and may not need, you know, what Pfizer or the Biden administration is pushing in terms of a vaccine.
Wait, so as part of AMAC, what's your biggest concern with Big Pharma? What's your biggest concern with Big Pharma just particularly in the halls of power and in politics and in D.C.?
Well, I just want to start by saying we need Big Pharma. We need biotech companies. We need these organizations that are coming up with novel new compounds. We represent at AMAC a demographic that's age 50 plus. And our demographic benefits the most from these new novel compounds, so they need to keep flowing. That said, I think we should focus on the cozy relationship that was really exposed between Big Pharma and the federal government. We saw a vaccine rush to market with mandates, while pandemic players in our federal government financially benefited from these relationships with drug manufacturers. I think the bigger problem is the revolving door that's concerning. That's between federal agencies like the CDC and CMS and the drug industry.
Yeah, scholars have been talking about that revolving door in all kinds of industries, this sort of revolving doors between bureaucrats and billionaires, as it were, going back and forth. And so we're seeing almost, well, what scholars call sort of a neo-feudalized, re-feudalized society where a tremendous amount of power and wealth are in the hands of very, very few. And then, like you say, they revolve, they go back and forth from the Senate chambers to the board of directors and the like. What role do you see? I mean, you guys are an awesome conservative organization. What role do you see patriots across the country playing in fighting those kind of agendas? I like your distinction. There's a difference. The way I put it is there's a difference between Big Pharma being a servant and Big Pharma being a master. There's a fundamental difference between those two. When they're serving patriots and citizens and so forth, that's fundamentally different orientation, thoroughly democratic and the like, than when they become masters and they team up with mandates and the like. What role do you see the patriot community playing in fighting against those master oriented agendas?
Well, I think it's kind of twofold. First of all, these patriots have to be aware of this revolving door. I'd mentioned that you're seeing former federal employees leave the public sector to work in the drug industry. And then on the other hand, you're seeing former drug industry employees being appointed to jobs at Health and Human Services. This movement between the public and private sectors could create a drug industry bias that we may have witnessed, particularly during the COVID-19 pandemic. You could see government agencies pushing a drug industry agenda. So what do we do? What do patriots do? You could do what we do at AMAC Action. And that's engaging your member of Congress. Citizen advocacy is very powerful. And what I mean by that is reaching out to your U.S. congressman, your U.S. senator, as a constituent, and tell them, don't ask, tell them to expose this revolving door between the public and private sectors, between federal health agencies and Big Pharma, and tell them to ask questions about the potential bias. Urge them to hold hearings in Washington, D.C., with both federal agency leaders and drug industry leaders to put these relationships on the record. Take it a step further. Have kitchen table discussions with your family, with your friends. Have discussions with people that you socialize with, people that you worship with. There is strength in numbers. And we've done a nice job, and we're very blessed at AMAC to have a very engaged membership that responds to our call to action campaigns to get involved on a variety of issues. But you would be surprised. I've had more than one member of Congress and more than one member of the U.S. Senate tell me that if their switchboard is flooded with calls from constituents, that gets their attention. And what you do is force an issue onto their radar and you force them to act.
Yeah, I love that. Just like we saw with this border bill this week. I mean,
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
people were livid, and it literally collapsed in 12 hours. It is the power of mass resistance.
Yeah.
Just ask the Berlin Wall what happens if it reaches a critical mass, no question. For our viewers who don't know, what is AMAC? Tell us just a bit more. I mean, you gave us a little sense of what you guys do, but tell us more about that. And how is it different than the AARP?
I'd be glad to, Dr. Steve. AMAC is an acronym for the Association of Mature American Citizens. We were founded in 2007, so we've been around a while, by a private individual who felt that the other guys didn't necessarily represent his point of view, his ideas, his ideals, his morals. He looked around to find a conservative organization, and one didn't exist. So he took his own money and he started up AMAC. So AMAC is a member benefits organization that offers very many of the same or similar kinds of benefits that you find with the other guys. For example, insurance products, Medicare products, roadside assistance, travel discounts, financial services, all kinds of financial counseling. We're constantly building out that menu of benefits to be very robust. But here's what you don't get with the other guys. You get AMAC Action. AMAC Action is a full-throated conservative advocacy organization with a full-time presence in Washington, D.C. We are represented in states throughout the country by our members. We have built AMAC organically to 2.1 million members, and these are dues-paying members, Dr. Steve. Wow. This is not some Washington, D.C. list of supporters. These folks have paid us to join AMAC, and it only it's a nominal fee. I'll get to that in a second, if you let me. But
yeah, sure, of course.
So what you get when you join AMAC is a full roster of member benefits, but you get an organization whose mission statement is premised on faith, family, and freedom. Mm-hmm. And you get a full-time presence in Washington, D.C., a presence in state capitals across the country to lobby on behalf of your issues. And I should say this, we are a member-driven organization, Dr. Steve. When we got involved, for example, in election integrity, our members put that issue in our issues portfolio. We weren't lobbying on that until after the 2020 election. And we also discovered very quickly that that fight was going to be taking place at the state level. Yeah. So we found ourselves in this, in states across the country, lobbying on behalf of our members, on behalf of election integrity. So we listen to our members and we respond. And they're the ones who set our legislative portfolio, our legislative agenda.
That's magnificent. I love it. And it's very comparable to the parallel economy we're always talking about here, where there is a kind of economy of resistance that's rising up, exactly what you're saying, where I'm looking for services and fellowship, as it were, that share my values, and it's not there. So what do Americans do? We go and we create, we build. That's what we do. We build society. We don't sit around and wail and mourn. We take mm-hmm. action, and that's exactly what I love about AMAC and what you guys are doing. So how can people get in contact with you and get some more information? I know we have a lot of listeners who would love to join AMAC.
You could go to amac.us/Turley. So that's amac.us/Turley, T-U-R-L-E-Y. And your listeners can take advantage of a deal that we're running right now where they would spend $35 and receive a 5-year AMAC membership in return. It's a great deal. Good. And they can take advantage of all the benefits I was talking about before, as well as the conservative advocacy in Washington, D.C. and in states throughout the country. And we put out a nice magazine that comes out every other month that our members, the feedback that we get from our members is tremendous with regard to the editorial content and the subject matter in this magazine.
So I just want to make sure I heard that right, because that was pretty impressive. So if they click on the link below, they're going to get 5-year membership for $35, did you say?
That is exactly right.
Wow, that's awesome. That is so cool. Gang, I'm so thankful for the work that the Patriots over at AMAC are doing. And that appreciation is completely regardless of the fact that I'm becoming more and more chronologically gifted. They are an amazing group that fights for conservative American values that you absolutely want to be a part of and you want to support, and especially going into this year of 2024. So make sure to click on that link below to learn more about AMAC and how you can sign up today. All right, Andy, thanks so much, man. We're going to have you back. We got to fight the good fight in 2024. It's great to have you on our side.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.